Ladies and gentlemen, Back Gig Studios Lounge is proud to present The Gig Cast. And welcome to the Gig Cast. This is Gig Cast Show 190 for the last week of February, and let's see, the whole big thing is the 2010. No, it's 2010. That's right. The last episode, last week of February in 2010, and I'm your host. Wait a second, let me check. Crap, it's been so long. Yeah, JT Shea here. We could start off this Gig Cast with a crap load of excuses, but we're not. We're going to start off this Gig Cast with introducing a longtime friend of Night Gig member in good standing, Mr. Kevin Heyman from Aaron Apprentice, Sweatshop Studios, and the infamous Coda's World. How you doing, Kev?
I'm fine. I'd just like to say that I am, in fact, the Kwisatz Haderach.
Give a dog a bone? What?
Dune, don't worry about it, bad
dude. It's all right. Hey, you know, I would like to apologize for the long hiatus here with the Gig Cast, but you know what? We're back. And I know I said we're back last time, but this time I think I am, because we are actually going hard and fast over at Night Gig Studios. We are starting to revamp things. We're getting some actual bloggers lined up to keep the content rolling. For every Friday, there should be a new Gig Cast posted one way or another. I was tempted not to make this an actual Gig Cast, but just kind of do a podcast out of it. But then I said, you know what? We're going for it. We're going to make this a full-out Gig Cast. This one's going to be a little different than you remember. The format is going to be very free-flowing right now, but we are going to nail down some new stuff. We're going to talk about that. We do have some webcomic news to talk about. We're also going to be branching out a little bit with what's going on and what we're going to be covering here at Night Gig, because it is all about Night Gigs, not just webcomics. I know we're webcomic-based, though, because it's our history, man. It's there. And that's how Night Gig got started, but, you know, Night Gigs change, passions change, hobbies change. Those of you out there, most of you out there know that. You've been playing a lot of ukulele lately and hanging out on ukulele forums and doing stuff like that. So that's kind of like my new Night Gig as well as Night Gig. So we'll be talking a little about the music scene. We've got people lined up with, like, for instance, anyway, tell you what, we'll get all into that. We'll get all into that. We still got to pay the bills. Yeah, what the sponsors we have here pay us anything, but we do have some promos we want to play for other people. So give us a moment, and we'll come right back and get into all the Gig Cast goodness right after this.
Your attention, please. This is a message of great importance to both my fellow Americans and those listening in other countries. As you know, we are currently experiencing a worldwide economic crisis. Here in America, as well as in some other countries, the government has taken the responsibility to restore certain companies to solvency with a bailout of many billions of dollars. The reasoning is that if these companies that provide products that touch every person in the country, nay, the globe, were to cease making a profit, then they would fail, resulting in financial calamity for the world economy. I would like to point out that in this time of bailouts, there is one industry that touches us all, that provides a product that every citizen can benefit from, that has never made a profit from its inception some years ago, and has not asked for a bailout. I'm speaking, of course, of the podcasters of the world. Men and women and kids, in spare bedrooms, basements, and other nooks and crannies, cranking out podcasts that are funny, informative, musical, artistic, banal, odd, bizarre, boring, and sometimes downright disgusting. What could be more American? Yet podcasters have not solicited Congress for bailout funds. Podcasters are voluntarily continuing to create shows that return not one red cent. simply because they believe in whatever nut job idea they espouse. Podcasters do not demand. We beg. So the next time you're listening to a podcast, a free podcast, think about the people who have worked so hard to bring it to you. And when you see that PayPal button, why not donate a spare $1 billion or two? Remember, listening to podcasts isn't a right. It's a privilege. I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free at thebatfree.com, thanking you in advance for your support.
And we're back. All right. Well, before we get into what's going on at Night Gig a little more in depth, I do want to say one thing, Kevin, is that...
What's that?
My webcomicness has been slacking a lot lately, and it had been a while since I had gone through and caught up on Aaron Apprentice. And, man, you're rocking it hard, dude.
Well, thank you. I'm kind of getting back into the swing of things myself, you know, because school and work and, you know, girlfriend and, you know, personal life kind of developed when I wasn't looking.
Yeah, and the ebb and flow of everyday life really plays havoc on your online life.
Yeah, it's something. I mean, that whole storyline when Cherry was in Dan's LaBouche took, like, a year. And I was like, wow, it's like being on the boat in Coda's world again.
You know, what's pretty amazing, though, is, like, because I went back and read from before that storyline and read it right through, and you really, when you read it like that, you know, when you go through people's archives, sometimes you can tell when a person didn't update for a while or whatnot, but you had a nice flow there. Everything was, it didn't really stand out that you had slowed down, except when you threw the filler one down again, but that was the only, and if you went through and pulled those filler ones out and put them in a separate one, you'd never know that there was, unless you looked at the dates, that there was any breakage. It's very consistent.
That was actually planned, believe it or not. I mean, I've actually got a moleskin notebook where I've got, you know, it's not like Coda's World. I've actually got this planned out. You know, there's.
No, I mean more in like the art style wise, the writing wise, everything. Okay. Everything was nice and consistent, and you know, the high quality we've come to expect from Sweatshop Studios. Yeah.
Well, thank you, because you know, my team of Korean artists is locked up in the basement.
The
working
best in
hard,
the business. They didn't quite. They didn't make the cut at Disney, but they'll do just fine for you.
You darn tootin'.
Sorry, I just had to mute there to cough. Anyway, and me telling you about it kind of negated the whole purpose of muting to cough. But anyway, you know, it was funny. What got me back into actually finally catching up with your work was my daughter Ailish.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's funny, and I really felt I needed to get your permission to give her a link to Coda's World, because
it's funny because she asked me about that, and I said, yeah, it's fine, I'll let them know. And then she goes, today she goes, you know, you never sent me that link. I answered.
Actually, I did. It's up there.
Did you tweet it?
She must have missed it.
That's cool. And what's really cool is, you know, I bring up Ailish for more than one reason, because Ailish is 13 now, and she's really plugged into the whole, you know, obviously middle school / high school, Twitter / Facebook / internet world out there. She's got her little iPod Touch, which is better than any phone I have ever owned. It's not a phone, but, or, you know, she's online constantly. And she's going to be blogging for us on Night Gig, where she's going to be kind of our youth look at things, because us guys here, we're getting a little bit long. Well, speaking for myself, getting a little long in the tooth, and so I think it's good to have some youth injection into this, into the whole Night Gig thing. Find out what is going on there on the web that the kids are into, that what the new Night Gigs are, the whole, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, face it, we're not the target demographic anymore. So
not for anything, no.
Yeah, no. Well, maybe for colonoscopies, that's about it.
Well, you know, that's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
I don't know, man. I've had one of those things, and quite frankly, I'm not going to volunteer for it.
I've kept away from it so far. But, well, let's not digress down that road quite yet on our Welcome Back show. So, like, what we're doing here, as well as Nike, as well as Ailish being the our youth whatever reporter, whatever, but we're going to spread out to doing a lot more of the night gigs that are out there. We're still going to have, of course, the art and comics. That's what we're based on. But art is so much more than just pen on paper or stylus on pad, as the case may be these days. But it's there's music out there. There are indie bands. There are as you guys know, with the whole ukulele thing, there's the ukulele community online is absolutely amazing, with people posting videos on YouTube on a daily or weekly basis of songs they've written. There's a big stink going on, and we're going to get into that on a later show, maybe next week. I'm going to do some more research into it. A big stink about Warner Music taking pot shots at these people, these hobbyists, you know, with takedown notices because they're covering the Eagles or covering, you know, some other band. Like some kid playing steroid, Hotel California on a ukulele is going to take anything away from the Eagles sales. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's just idiotic. So, and there's actually a really pretty cool campaign going on over on Ukulele Underground about doing a cover of somebody else's original song out there. You're still doing a cover, but you're doing a cover of somebody else's music that isn't getting the cover. So it's kind of cool. I'm going to get into that next week or the week after, and stuff like that. Actually, we're going to play a song today from that campaign, which is kind of cool. We're going to have some music later on in the show. It's actually Ukulele Zoe, who's absolutely amazing, playing a song from CISO, who's a administrator or a mod over on Ukulele Underground Forum. So we'll get into that a little bit later. Excuse me, in the music part of the show. But as for back on the Night Gig blogging, we're going to have our own Joe Mathis, Night Gig Joe, who's living up in Philly now. She's going to be doing a weekly blog about geek crafts, you know, geeky and Night Gig people that do. There's, again, huge communities built up around people that do crafty stuff, either knitting, crocheting, little doodads that they sell over on Etsy?
Etsy, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Actually, he's doing that sort of stuff too, so yeah.
Exactly. And so you're going to be blogging about the stuff, the people that do that. And I was a friend of mine here in town. Those of you who have been listening to the GigCast for years, remember the strange Eastern European fellow that used to call in?
Yes.
He's actually a friend of mine, lives in the area. And he's going to be, he's got a band, an indie band that he's trying to get back together. So he's kind of into that side of things. He's going to be doing some, and he also was a blogger about other things as well. So he's going to be doing some blogging around that as well. So there's a lot of stuff we're trying to get into. If you guys out there have any ideas that you think might fit into Night Gig, besides, and of course, your comics as well, all that stuff, let us know about it.
And film.
Film, yes, of course.
Yes.
Go ahead, tell us about your indie film stuff, Kevin. What's going on with that?
Well, it's technically Greg's indie film stuff. My friend Greg Gray and I have been doing short films for years, and I finally set up a blog for him on WordPress.com, and I'd kind of like to get it involved in the Night Gig Network.
Sure,
since
no
we,
problem.
You know, it's kind of hard to put more WordPress blogs on the site, but yeah. But yeah, you know, we've been doing short films for years. I'm working on editing our next one, and it's a month of Sundays productions. And yeah,
that's pretty cool. Yeah, because there's a couple of films there. Is that the same guy you worked with on the those other films you've done?
Yeah, yeah. This the one red, is all Greg though. It's all written and directed by him.
Well, that's cool because I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. Talking about indie movies, my son Tig is big into trying to make little Lego movies. Little stop motion Lego. So there's a lot of stuff that's out there. That kind of stuff, which is somebody's Night Gig, their hobby, their passion, which they then put on the internet, is rarely what we want to hit. We want to do. So there's all kinds of stuff. So this movie he's putting together, is it going to be a something that he'll then just put out on the internet on YouTube, or is it something that he's trying to do something a little more with?
Well. It's kind of going to be one of his portfolio pieces, but we're definitely putting it on YouTube. We want to try to put it on YouTube. We also want to put it on a site that I'll actually host it that doesn't crash all the time. Take that, YouTube. And, yeah, we just want to share it, let people see it. And it's a comedy, again. Well, Greg seems to be pretty good with slapstick sort of stuff. And my friend Paul Hamblin, Master Jibo, is the star. So, yeah, I'm doing the editing. So that's my involvement with it.
That's really cool, man. I should send you all my ukulele rock crap, and you can put it up for me and get it up on YouTube for me, because I'm tired of dealing with it, honestly.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of tired of dealing with this one right now, just because it's, you know, yeah. Adobe is not an easy program to just.
Well, I mean, that's a good one. I'm still using a couple of. Actually, I just got a Pinnacle device to take all of my old DVD or my old movies, home movies on video, and put them on DVD. And mm-hmm. I found out that I can actually plug my old Sony video camera into it, and then use the device to capture. So I'm no longer having to just use the webcam on my computer to capture some videos. So that's cool. I'm going to start branching out. In fact, coming in starting in on March 1st through March 17th, I'm going to try to do one Irish song a day up on YouTube.
Ooh.
Because, you know,
the Aaron Apprentice.
Because, you know, the ukulele is a traditional Irish instrument that goes way back. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They used it as a weapon, didn't they? To behead their enemies.
Yeah, that and the, you know, with the Baurons and the and the ukulele. But it's
sharpened Baurons.
It's not very well known, but it's so that should be fun.
I gotta draw that now. Irishman charging into battle with battle Baurons and ukuleles.
The Makalele tribe clan.
Mikalele.
Clan Ohana, you know, that kind of thing. All right. So, yeah, believe it or not, we actually do have a few news type stories we want to talk about.
Of course we do.
John Dakier, who is a Nike member of good standing from way back, is he's entered a danger of debt contest. And basically, he's looking for votes. And we'll put the links over up on nightgig.com. And if you head over there and give him a little vote, I guess they'll help take care of his credit card debt or something along those lines. I'm not sure exactly what it's about. You don't even have to register. You just got to go click on the link and then click vote, and then you voted. It's that simple. And he's got some neat artwork up about it. With the credit card sharks. Look like they're that's a pretty cool little picture there. And everybody who is, and especially in this day and age, with the economy the way it is, yeah, you know how it's going. And so another neat thing that a good friend of mine, some of you may know him, if you're listening to the podcast, there's a good chance you listen to Audio Drama as well. And Jack Ward over at Sonic Society, he's a proud citizen of Nova Scotia, or as they call themselves, Haligonians. in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And I guess Hal Foster, who was the creator of the Amazing Prince of Valiant comic series. You know, the one that's in the newspaper that's been there forever that you never read, that one?
Yeah.
At least in my case. I'm sure there are people out there that must love it because it's still in the paper. Basically, he's from Halifax, and so they're trying to raise money to erect a bronze statue, I believe, of Prince Valiant. I don't think they put a statue of Hal Forrester. Who the hell is that guy? But of Prince Valiant to put up down by the river. And they're doing it by, I believe, selling collection the collection box. What are they selling? They are selling. I guess there's a collection of the Prince Valiant comics you can purchase, and they're also just taking donations, of course. And the link is again over nightgig.com. And if you read the article there and go over to, there's a link to the Sonic Society where Jack is setting up a donation box there where you can actually donate money through Jack, and he'll make sure it gets to the right people. And that's kind of cool because, you know, Prince Valiant has been around forever. It's one of those things that's been in the comics paper forever.
I think this is a good idea, and I hope it turns out well for them.
Yeah, me too. I think that's great. So please go do that. And one other story we have here is, of course, Mike Whitmer, the creator of that wonderful comic, Pinkerton. He's got his 500th strip, Pinkerton strip, went up on the 22nd of February. And that's a great milestone. And Pinkerton is one of those comics that you read and you go, why isn't that in the newspaper? Because it's newspaper formatted. It's funny as hell. It'd be a great replacement for Bloom County and or any of those other comics that have gone the way
the
Dodo.
The good ones.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's a little too edgy for today's comic webcomic, comic papers.
Yeah, I think it is. That's something, I hate to stop your flow, but when you look at it, the nation is so polarized and everybody is so overly sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that's funny or shocking is going to get protested. There's going to be rallies. You're going to get your house firebombed. And quite frankly, I'm sick of it.
Well, that unfortunately, it's the nature of the beast in which we live. There's really not much we can do about it. It's, we don't want to get all religious and political on you, but there you go.
Yeah, sorry. That's just me getting angry.
It's all good. Someday the flying spaghetti monster will come down and touch them all with his noodly appendage and everything will be fine.
I have been touched by his noodly appendage.
But until then, yeah. There you go. Oh, I've missed this. Just chatting about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right, so let's see here. There's one other thing we're going to be doing, and it's kind of important. I probably should have mentioned it before. Now, before we had, Night Gig, and then with the GigCast had its own website. It still does, and chances are most of you, probably all of you, got this podcast off that old GigCast feed. And you notice I said old GigCast feed. What we're going to do is we're rolling it all into Night Gig. It's something we probably should have done a long time ago, and many people over the years have mentioned it as an idea. But that was back when we were before thinking of trying to do something else with Night Gig besides just being the what it is. We were hoping eventually maybe to turn it into an actual hosting site or something else. And we may still in the future, but this won't get in the way of this anymore, I don't think, the way things are. So the GigCast is going to be rolled into the Night Gig proper blog. We're still going to have the webcomic Wire, hopefully, if our good friend over there, excuse me, who's been doing that blog for us forever.
And he still is. The last update was on the 17th.
Absolutely amazing.
It's still going.
Absolutely. Yeah, the good old Darth Mike. Pumping him out even this whole time that the GigCast was not updating. He was still putting those webcomic Wire blogs up there. And there's still stuff going on there. He's got links to a Neil Gaiman story about the Christopher Hanley case. He's got things about Marvel Comics taking flack from Tea Party protesters. He's got a link about the Makers starting an online series about business. All kinds of stuff. And he's been doing that. And so we still need to talk to him. I think I sent him a message a while ago, but of course, did I follow up? Of course not. to get him set up over on Night Gig to move that over. Now that the GigCast is coming back on a weekly basis, we will definitely rock that hard and get him over there and get him in. So there's going to be new content coming up on the GigCast on the Night Gig every day. Whether it's just Scott or I jumping in saying, hey, this is kind of neat, we found this. Or hopefully some more in-depth articles and reviews from Ailish and Joe and Corey and Kevin and Carl and whoever else wants to do some stuff, whoever found some really cool stuff out there. I was thinking about doing a thing about having actually a theme day, like Mondays for music and then Tuesdays for tech stuff and Wednesdays for what the heck is it or something, whatever. Our regular columnists, if they want to pick a day and just post on that day, that'd be great, and we'll figure it out. But
I like this idea, actually.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. People like myself, we need a schedule, otherwise it tends to fall apart, and which is what happened. Life happened as well with the school and the job and the lack of job and the school and the new job and the hours of the job and that kind of stuff. Life gets in the way, but hopefully we'll be able to manage this. Now, things are a little bit back and more on an even keel, and it should be a lot of fun. And speaking of the job, there's another segment we're going to be working up on this, and this is where you folks come in as well. Again, see, it's kind of cool because we all have our Night Gigs. We all have things we love to do. Yeah, this is what I live for. Woohoo! But of course, we also have our day gig.
Or if
you work at night, then it's your night gig. But you know what I mean. We all have the thing
spiritually.
We all have the thing. We all have the thing we have to do to make the rest of it all possible.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has horror stories. Whether if you work customer service, you have customer service horror stories. If you work in an office environment, there's always office stories. So I want to start a segment called Tales from the Day Gig. Dun, dun, dun. And I would do ominous music, but again, I play ukulele. Not easy to do. So
you could try.
I'll come up with something. There'll be a theme music. There'll be everything. And what I'm hoping to get from you folks, if it picks up, which I think it might, we will get a voicemail line back so you can call in with your stories. Or if you can send audio recordings, that's great. Or if you just want to send an email, that then we can just read it on the thing. But we'd love to hear about the tales from your day gig, because everybody has that coworker that just. And believe me, I work tech support now for the local cable company internet service. My favorite, like, okay, here's a, for instance, I've had a couple of these are the best. A lovely old lady will call in, and say that her internet, she just got hooked up with her internet service and it's not working. And I'll say, well, wait, well, when you open up your browser, what does it tell you? My what? When you open up your Internet Explorer to get online, what do you mean?
Oh God.
Yeah. I've met a couple times. Basically, they hear from their sons or daughters that live up north somewhere you need to get the internet. It's great. There's so many things you can do. So they get the internet installed. They get a computer. No clue what to do.
Yeah.
So I say, that big blue E? Just double click on that. And they know enough to double click mostly, which is great because it opens up. And then they're like, okay, now what? Where do I go? I'm like, well, where do you want to go? It's the internet. I mean, I guess they think it's like TV. They turn it on and it entertains them. No, you actually have to use it. It's just a tool.
Tell them to go to whitehouse.com, see what happens.
No, they actually fixed that.
Oh, that doesn't work
anymore. Yeah, the White House actually got that back.
Darn our government.
No, but then they'll just get Obama and realize that the death panels are coming for them and get all freaked out.
You don't want
to send them there.
I want to be on the death panels. I want that job. I volunteer right now to be on the death panels because, doggone it, this may sound evil, but I want to decide who lives and who dies.
Well, the questions are easy. The questions are, what do you do that makes you think you deserve to still live?
No, the question's even easier. You give them something simple, like, I don't know.
Here's a question for you. You're on a two-lane road. It's rush hour. And the speed limit's 35. How fast do you drive? How fast
do you go? Yeah.
That's the good question right there. And that's been, they better think quickly, better think carefully before answering.
I've got a secondhand tech support story for you from a friend of mine.
Sure. Bring it on.
A customer called in, said they were having problems with their internet. They couldn't get it to come up. She says, all right, I need you to right-click on your Internet Explorer icon, or right-click on such-and-such icon. She hears pop, scribble, scribble, scribble. Okay, now what? The person had actually written click on their monitor over the icon in magic marker. I was amazed.
This could go on for hours, but I mean,
I've got 15 years of retail stories. Yeah, see, don't get me started.
Retail. See, there's your day gig. There's some great stuff there. I mean, one where the guy didn't realize that his monitor, his modem had to be on to get online because he, those things are just power vampires. They just sit there and suck the power out of the wall, and they can't afford that. So didn't realize that he had to turn the modem on to get online.
But, God.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, we do have one more thing we need to talk about. A little thing called MegaCon 2010.
We need theme 2010? Music for that. Like dun, dun, techno. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Yeah, because Yeah. Well, I guess one of the main reasons that we're bringing the GigCast back now is because MegaCon's in 3 weeks, and if I don't have anything going on when we get there, I just kind of sit at the table and twiddle my thumbs.
Yeah, you're going to be... otherwise it'd just be JT's table of passing amusement.
Yeah, because I'll have my ukulele there, and I'll be singing and playing and wearing my Jane hats and singing some Firefly songs and singing some Irish songs and singing some Jonathan Colton songs, but with nothing to sell. Nothing, not making any money. He's not really doing anything. But now at least the night gig's on the move, and the GeekCast is back and running.
And speaking of... Mm-hmm. Sorry. Speaking of, if I actually can make it down there with these plane problems... I will have books for sale. I will have actual, honest-to-God copies of issues 1 and 2 of Aaron Apprentice down there.
That's outstanding. I think I still have a couple. I'm looking at one right now, as a matter of fact.
Awesome.
Issue 1. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we've got a pretty good group this year. Unfortunately, Scott, who will be back on the show eventually, won't be making it this year. This is the first year he won't come down. He's not coming down, but, you know, times are tight all the way around. But we do have... Mr. Kevin Heyman coming in, and whether or not he has to drive or not, he'll be here. Catherine White, one of the Catherine White, I can honestly say the reason that Nike is even in existence will be coming down. Good old Kit. Kevin knows Kit kind of well.
Yeah, just a little.
Of course, Carl Kloras, the Trantinator. This is our sixth MegaCon, if you count the summer, I think, or fourth or fifth. Let's see here.
I've got
the badges in front of me. Let's see. 2009, 2008, 2007, and 2006. So that'd be four. And then 2009, that was twice, actually, because... this is the sixth MegaCon. Carl has it down to a science now. He does... Go over to Trantinator.com. He's got it up and running again. He's got finally got a blog up and running where he's posting some of his new stuff. And just he takes the 80s and twists them and makes these posters. And he's got his shtick down. He makes some good cash. He sells some of these things. Oh, unbelievable.
Carl is an experience.
He's got a couple of books. For a while there, he was all drawn sword, which was, his D&D type comic, adventure comic. Good stuff. But he now has his books where he has I Love Sushi volumes 1 and 2, which are basically taking pop culture icons of the 80s and 90s and just warping them beyond belief.
I was there for part of that in 2008, and I can tell you right now, it's some amazingly funny stuff. It's some disturbing stuff.
He has his what he calls it now, his Tower of Funny, which is, those mesh cubes you make with little plastic connectors for storage?
Yes.
He's got a box of those. He did 3 high. He's going one more. He's going 4 high with that, because you can use little clips, and he clips his posters all over them. And as people walk by, he'll point at 1 or 2, like the one where there's a picture of Spock. He's doing the Vulcan thing with that. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, "I call it the Shocker."
Oh, okay. God.
Well, that's as far as I'll go. If you get that, you get it. If you don't, you don't. And if you don't get it, you shouldn't be listening. he'll just call some. He'll see a couple walking by, and he'll say, "Hey, look at this! Smurfs enslaving Snorks. You got to love it, you know."
Absolutely.
You're right. So then he'll start the conversation. They'll start giggling. They'll look through the book. They'll either buy a book or they'll buy one of the little posters. It's unbelievable. He's got it down, and I'm actually sharing it. No, Brian, good friend of the show, who's also going to be a MegaCon, is Brian Gibson. He does stupids.com. He's over at stupids.com. He's a night gig member in good standing, as I want to say. He may not be able to make it. He does have his table reserved, but what he does for his day gig, he's a mural painter for a company. And in these downtrodden economic times, who has all the money? Who gets all the money? Come on, you live in prime...
Ghosts?
No. Well, close.
Poor people?
Close. No, the church. The churches.
The church.
The churches are still building these multi-million dollar, big old community centers and kid centers. So he works
I'll
for a company. Well, in Texas, anyway. He lives here in Florida, but he flies out to these jobs where they're Affluent neighborhoods are still building these giant community church, churches. They're all getting all this money. They're building the kid centers and they're putting murals and stuff. And so he works for a company that does that. And they just changed a date on him where right over the MegaCon weekend, he's got a job. And so he's trying to find somebody to take his place and whatnot. So the scary part is he's sharing a table with Carl. But if he doesn't make it, Eilish gets that table.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to have sweet little Eilish next to Carl for...
Who am I with, by the way?
Who do you think you're with?
Well, you know, I got stuck with... okay, that sounds mean. I got put at a table with Carl, and I will say I enjoyed the experience thoroughly. We kind of fed each other on wrong.
Yeah, on wrong. No, so, you're sitting with the lovely Miss Catherine White.
Good.
You should be fine. Don't you worry. Yes. It's all good. And so, yeah, and we're also, I'm sharing a table with Krishna from PC Weenies, who is, he's an honorary Night Gig member. He's obviously quite the artist on his own, you know, the webcomic person on his own right. He doesn't need any help from Night Gig, but he's still a honorary member. He's done many of the covers of the Night Gig books. So I'm going to be sharing a table with him, and he's got a couple of new books out, which is great. And we also have Mark Meckes is going to be there as well. I need to get back with Mark about the webcomics panel. He sent an email a couple weeks ago. At the time, I didn't answer him right away, and I should have.
Yeah, I haven't either.
They need to talk to him about setting that up. I'll be glad to MC it. I just need to get, you know, we need to arrange to find out who's going to be there and get some people set up. I think we just do another question and answer. I think it'd be the best way to handle that. So that might be going on at MegaCon as well. So yeah, MegaCon 2010 is it's the weekend of March 12th through the 14th. That's Friday through Saturday, Friday to Sunday in Orlando, the Orange County Convention Center on International Drive in Orlando. Hope to see you guys there. Please stop by. And now that I've got something worth talking about with the GigCast coming back, I'll be able to get some interviews, hopefully, and you'll hear a lot about the convention in the next couple of weeks, and then hopefully hear some good interviews with very creative people who have their night gigs out there in the weeks following the convention.
You know, speaking of MegaCon, I'm really excited about a few of the guests, actually.
You know, I was psyched I was really excited to see Jonathan Frakes, and then he canceled.
You know, I was excited about that, but they replaced him with Brent Spiner.
I know.
And that's, all kinds of awesome.
Yeah.
And Kit has absolutely forbidden me from doing my initial plan. Have I told you my initial plan?
Please enlighten the audience.
My initial plan was to approach either Mr. Burton or Mr. Spiner and say, "Sir, I'm a big fan. I was wondering if I could get you and..." insert Spiner or Burton here, and if you could please help me reenact this Star Trek: The Next Generation slash fic I wrote. So I'm expressly forbidden from doing that.
You know, the funny thing is they probably have heard that before.
I'm sure they have.
I mean, it's not as prevalent as Kirk slash Spock, but I'm sure there's plenty of number one, I need you. That sort of thing going on.
Yeah, and Kit's also forbidden me from getting LeVar's... Well, I can get LeVar's autograph, but I'm pretty sure she's not going to like it if I say, "I really appreciate it, but you don't have to take my word for it." So, you know, I'm sure he gets that all the time, too. I tell you what, I'm excited about.
That one ran over my head, dude. I'm sorry.
Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, Oh, but you don't have to take my word for it. That's right. That was the sign-off thing about, you know, it's a great book, but you don't have to take my word for it. In other words, go read it. Gotcha.
And there's one other person that's going to be there that I am so excited about, I can't hold my water.
I'm thinking of several people. Who should I make a guess?
Go for it.
O'Hara.
No.
No? Oh.
Don Rosa. The... Next to Carl Barks, the Scrooge McDuck artist is going to be there. The author of The Life and Times of Scrooge McDuck is going to be there. And I'm bringing my copy of it and The Companion, and by God, I want them signed.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. That's awesome. That would not be who I would have thought, because there's plenty of porn stars there, too, I believe.
I'm not worried about porn stars, man. This is Don Rosa. This is... I'm an artist, man.
Don't get
I'm
between in, me and my Scrooge McDuck, damn it.
By God, man, yeah.
Hey, I was a huge, huge fan of Tailspin, so I understand. I understand.
Man, once I read these, I was like, okay, this is what American comics should be. This is, we need more stuff like this, and Ducks. We need stuff like, well, no, the adventure comics, like Scrooge McDuck, Bone, you know, stuff like sure. that.
Yep.
Needs to be more of that and less of anything involving Rob Liefeld.
It always goes back to that eventually, doesn't it? It's like a big circle.
We had an actual little comic convention here in town, a little get-together, and Rob Liefeld came up. One of the guys, Roland Mann, was an editor for Malibu and worked with Rob Liefeld. And from what I remember, he said, my assumption was correct, hanging out with a guy, he's a great guy to go get a beer with. He's a jerk business-wise, and, well, we don't even have to talk about his art, do we?
No.
I also met the current artist for Sonic the Hedgehog at that thing. They're both Mississippians. So that was interesting.
That is interesting. Now enlighten me. Did the comics spring from the games, or did the games
They came from the games. This guy works for Archie Comics, basically.
Okay.
And he's also done some of the New Direction Archie comics, where it's all dramatically drawn instead of being the old school art.
Yeah, I've seen some of that. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, he does that. That's cool. His thing.
Neat. So,
yeah, a really talented guy. He tossed off. He did this incredible picture of a
dude. This is a PG-13 show, man. You can't say that.
No, Spider-Man.
No,
This incredible picture of like Spider-Man in the red suit with the hoodie.
Uh-huh.
And it was just amazing. And the one thing that everybody said about my art was I was incredibly fast. Because in the time he did that one Spider-Man thing, I did like 13 sketches.
Wow. Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do.
Web cartoonist. I don't have time to take my time.
Yeah, because it's not paying the bills. It's just something you love to do.
Right. It's my night game.
There you go. Dun, dun, dun. Sweet. And I just want to take a moment to say it's, I know we're really going to miss having Scott down and no Nitro. How do you have a MegaCon without Nick Nitro?
I don't know. And Casey's not going to be.
Casey Green. Oh, my. Yeah. Well,
We're going to have to do a midnight surprise just to honor him, And
the
put
thing
it
is,
up
it's not just Casey. It's Casey attracts so much,
people.
So many. It's like with one person not being there, it's like five people aren't going to be there.
I know. Going to be a quiet con this year.
I don't know about that. We still have Carl.
Well, we do. We do have Carl.
And I still do have my ukulele. So
yeah, okay. Well, it's going to be fun. I'm not even going to try to make this sound like a bad thing. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it should be. It's going to be fun. It is, definitely. And I kept, and you and Kit kept saying, we'll be there. I kept thinking, no, it's not going to happen again. It's not gonna happen. But yeah, it is. Kit already has a plane. She booked it, right?
Yeah, she booked it. Sweet. I need to find a way to get down there. The good news is my problem has been flying out of Memphis to Tampa is going to be like $400-something.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, flying from Jackson to Memphis to Tampa is going to be like $800-something. They want to charge the price of flying from Memphis to Tampa to Memphis.
Wow. So it's not even like you're getting a ticket from Jackson to Tampa. You're getting a ticket from...
No, we're in international airport, but the only places it flies are Dallas, Atlanta, and Memphis.
It's international because, well, you could fly out of the country if you wanted to.
I think that they got it off the IHOP sign.
Is that what it is? Well, if they head due south, eventually they'll hit Mexico.
Well, yeah, that might be the only thing I can think of. Yeah. Or maybe they fly to an embassy somewhere, and that counts as... international. I've got a friend that lives in Memphis that is offering to let me keep my car in his driveway, and he'll give me rides to him from the airport. So,
okay. That's, so you got to drive. Awesome. How far a drive is it? Like 3 hours, you said?
Yeah, and the thing is, the airplane flight was going to, from Jackson to Memphis,
would have been three hours anyway. Yeah, it's like, ridiculous.
How does that work? What are they doing? Circling? Is it a special slow plane?
Oh, so the actual flight time was 3 hours?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, they're just driving the plane to Memphis this time, just getting on the interstate in this little Vienna sausage of an airplane with tiny little wings, and they're just going to drive me to Memphis in a plane.
That's funny. That's nuts. That's absolutely crazy.
It's nuts.
All right. I think we hit all the points we wanted to hit tonight. I'm not sure if there's anything else. Again, this was kind of an off the cuff, just trying to get the, but it took us longer to get the recording gear back up and running again, because we need a moment of silence, please, for the Windows XP machine, which has recorded every gig cast since its inception, gave up the ghost just last night, and it was my fault. It wasn't anything that I did per se.
You shouldn't have taken it to that strip club.
We got new faster internet installed here, and I was putting a gigabit card, Ethernet card in the,
it didn't survive the outrage.
No, it didn't. It just decided, no, I'm done. I thought maybe just a video card went out, because I think the where the AGP slot is, it was a tight fit to get the network card in next to the AGP slot in there. This is an old machine. Yeah, I'm telling you, 5 years of podcasting, if you don't count the last year of not podcasting, down on that machine, and the machine was new when we started. So, so it took a while to figure out how with my. I got the new laptop that I've been using with the old machine. They're using the new machine for Skype, so we don't have any Skype. No faster machine for the Skype conversations and whatnot. But the recording was still being done on the old machine, so now I had to figure out how to make it work on the one laptop with the mixer and the Skype and the Plantronics USB device and the Jell-O pudding pops and all that stuff.
And the duct tape.
You think you're kidding? No, there's tape involved here.
No,
and
I'm sure there is.
With the Plantronics headset device, I had to bend, literally, I'm looking at it right now, you had to bend the cord just in the right angle, and then I secured it with another cable wrapped around it and tied so it stayed at that angle, which is why we can still hear Kevin, or Kevin can still hear me.
Yes. Otherwise, this would be a very interesting gig cast.
We kind of want it to be an interesting gig cast, but...
Well, not that interesting.
In a bad way.
Improv interesting with exactly. No other people around and guessing what we're saying.
All right. So, we're turning this night gig, this gig cast, into a true night gig podcast. And we need you people out there with your night gigs to speak up. We need to, I want to hear what you're, that I want, send me your tales from the day gig. Send me your horror stories of things you have to deal with just so you can get home, so you can draw your comics, so you can make your music, so you can do your craft, so you can do what you do online. Let us know what's going on there. Send us any news stories you have about your night gig. Of course, we want to tell people all about what's going on. And I do apologize. I still have been receiving press releases and information from people about what they're doing this whole time that I haven't been podcasting. And I do apologize for not passing those words on. We're going to start doing that again. Be sure to send your information to thegigcast@nightgig.com. Or is it just Gigcast and Nightgig? I don't remember anymore. Let me check the website. I bet it's on there.
I'll tell
there.
You what. Just send it to thegigcast@nightgig.com and gigcast@nightgig.com.
It is just gigcast@nightgig.com. Okay. And it's going to be a weekly show again. So Fridays, we usually record. This is Tuesday night we're recording. Mm-hmm. Because of my work schedule right now, that is when we're going to be recording, is Tuesday nights. And that'll give me a few days to edit it and get everything up and running. And it should be posted late Thursday night at the latest Friday morning. You will have a new GigCast fresh in your podcatcher, whether it be iTunes or however it is you download You better, again, it's going to be posted for the next month or so. It'll be on both the GigCast on the GigCast.com as well as on NightGig.com. We're going to be running both feeds for a while. But please, if you're getting it, if you're on the GigCast feed, add the Night Gig feed of the show to your podcaster, because eventually the GigCast feed is going to stop and we're just going to stick with the Night Gig. Putting it all together for you in one location.
Bringing it home.
Yeah. And it will eventually may get a voicemail lineup. But if you want to record a short audio story about keep it in under a minute or two, tales from your day gig, let us know. We're going to put it up there. I will be approaching Brian Anderson to see if he wants to get back into the TBBA spotlight. That bastard Brian Anderson, I don't know if I can still call him that. It's been a while since I talked to the guy, and I don't want to insult the man. But if he wants to do that again, we might bring that back. We're going to bring it all back. We're going to bring it. Going to try to get back into the swing of things here. And I do appreciate you staying and subscribed if you had. And if you hadn't, then I don't know how you're listening. But tell your friends. Tell your friends that GigCast is back. We're gonna be. I'll be tweeting about it. I'll be Facebooking about it, and I'll be, of course, posting about it wherever we happen to be. And of course, so check out again. Good. Check out. Be sure to check out nightgig.com every day. There's gonna be new posts, new things going on. Let you know what's going on out there in whatever the Night Gigs are. If it's a Night Gig, we want to know about it.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're just going to wrap that up. You know, Kevin, thanks so much for coming back on here for the inaugural show. We're going to have to try to get you on a little more regularly because...
I'm free on Tuesday, so I will gladly come on here and waste your time.
And we got to, of course, get Scott back into it, too. Check out MattScottComics.com because he's been rocking it good there, too, while we've been gone. Loving that. I need to get some T-shirts made up. The T-shirts he has me wearing on that show are so good.
I like the one he gave me with a big cross on it.
Yeah, well, of course, you got to make those shirts, the Terry shirts.
Yeah, I wish I could.
Let's see here. Let me take a quick look here. And do you know what's really funny? Okay, this is hilarious. Remember about 3 years ago when the Zune store opened up?
Sure, I do.
That was back before the GigCast was a proud member of Farpoint Media, I think. Or maybe it was. I don't know. But I think Farpoint Media still has us. Yeah, that's where we're still hosted, where the podcasts are kept anyway. Well, at that time, when the Zune store came out, they were accepting applications of people that wanted to have their podcast put in the Zune store, kind of like in the Apple store. This got an email February 9th. Welcome to Zune Podcasts. Your podcast is featured at Zune.net. In other words, they finally put the Night Gig, the GigCast, in the Zune store.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's a good time to do it, I guess, since it's just starting back up.
Yeah, so. I suppose so, but it was only took 3 years.
Well,
just saying.
Bureaucracy, I thought that was funny.
That's funny. Let's see. Now, there was a... Okay, this is what we're doing. I'm going back to the last news submission we got. I'm gonna Georgia Ball. Let's see here. Dun, dun, dun. This is probably they just found it because they don't sound like there's somebody that might actually have ever listened to the show. But let's see, Scooter and Ferret. Dear GigCast, we recently relaunched our webcomic after a long hiatus. Sounds familiar. And I'd like to submit a press release for your consideration. Scooter and Ferret have returned. The webcomic launched in 2004 is back in its original comic strip format with the entire cast of characters. If you don't remember what led up to Scooter's mysterious disappearance, and I don't think I do, don't worry, the complete archive is now online. So the comic features Ferret the Angry Blogger, Scooter the Dimwitted Buddy, and Merity, his superficial gal pal, as they navigate their way through pop culture and politics with plenty of sarcasm. Nothing is sacred. Catch us in 2010 to find out what is working in a theme park. Can Maddie shake it, shake it, shake it? And where has Ed the Invisible Goldfish been? Guess it updates Monday, Wednesday, and Friday via Facebook, email, RSS, Twitter, or the website. Check us out at scooterandferret.com. So check it out. There you go. See? You send it in, we'll read it. And that was just the last one we got. Again, doesn't sound like it was geared towards us in specific. But anyway, and therefore, you know what? They're based out of Orlando, so who knows? Maybe they will be at MegaCon.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I got one little thing I realized about 2 weeks ago that I'd like to bring up on here.
Sure.
This April, 10 years.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for 10 years April 23rd.
I meant to bring that up. I forgot about that. That's right. You know what's funny? Back in the day, when I found Blue Canary, which started this whole roller coaster ride of web comics and everything, it's all her fault. and I heard about you through her.
Uh-huh. The forums.
Yeah, through the forums there. I thought you were this uber webcomic master who'd been doing it for so long and were like famous and stuff. And but you know, it's funny because you have it, and you think about that for most people that you know, they're online, they've got the thing. And it turns out most people that are online are just, you know, the nice everyday people that
you slugs.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you know what? You know, I'm excited to get back into this because there's so many things to talk about. There's, I almost did a special gig cast when the whole thing happened over at Keen Spot, but I didn't.
Oh, I was so tempted.
You know, but we'll get into that. What's nice is because we know some people that were Keen Spotted, like Casey Green was Keen Spotted, and Mark Meckes, of course, is a member of Keen Spot forever. Well, I'm going to talk with Mark Meckes about it at MegaCon a bit.
Cool.
And talk to him about that. And the conversations I had with Casey Green when the news was breaking, I won't get into, but it was a lot of fun. It was very funny. and Casey Green actually, you know, he nailed it. It was wonderful. But we won't get into that now. Maybe someday. All right, folks, we're gonna stop this up. But first, we're gonna play before we take off. There's going to be some music, and then we'll have the closing credits. But because I did mention, and I do want to play this. It's really good. Let me just get the. You know what? I won't do it justice right now. But right now, we're going to take a trip down to the Night Gig Studio Lounge, and listen to some great ukulele music. Original song by one incredible person, sung by another incredible person over in the Ukulele Underground forums. So I'll get that introduction. In the show, you'll hear it right here. The rest of us, Kevin won't hear it until he listens to the show. So that'll give Kevin a reason to listen to the show.
Yeah.
All right, folks. All right, so Kevin, again, thanks a lot for hanging out and becoming a co-host de facto. And again, congratulations on that 10 years. We'll have a big party in April when that time hits.
Oh yeah.
We'll
sure.
bring it back then.
We should do something at MegaCon for it.
I think we'll do something. Maybe a Golden Corral or something. Something really special. Man. Something really special.
Yeah, thanks, Golden Corral. Nothing but the best for Night Gig members.
Well, we have to do the traditional dinner at the Great West. Is it Great Western? What is it?
I don't know.
What's that buffet place?
I don't know. I'm hoping we can figure out something new. I mean, the place was okay, but I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I'm still sitting here pissed that I didn't get my sushi, but
yeah, the sushi. All right, guys. All right, everybody out there, thanks for listening. We'll take a walk down, have a drink at the Night Gig Studio Lounge. But and so until next week, this is JT and Kevin Heyman saying it's good to be back. We'll see you next week.
Okay, fantastic. You're doing great. Now push. And release.
Ugh.
There you go. Okay, one more time.
You've got to be kidding.
No. yeah, this one more time. And push. And there you go. Mrs. Johnson, congratulations. You have a happy, healthy inner geek.
Aw, man.
Sponsored by Technorama, who reminds you to geek responsibly at chuckchat.com.
All right. How about that? Give it up. All right, coming up next in the Night Gig Studios Lounge stage, straight from the forums at Ukulele Underground and the No Copyright Claim Cover campaign, is a song written by Narciso Lobo, otherwise known as Ciso, and performed so wonderfully by Ukulele Zoe. Zoe, that's right. You can find them both on YouTube and, of course, in the Ukulele Underground forums at ukuleleunderground.com. Take it away, Zoe.
This has been the GigCast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The GigCast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig. Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig?
One.